We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey Ken, chances tonight gets shut down early because Andy Kopic is here. What do you think?
99%? Yeah, I'm thinking the FCC is going to be calling us tomorrow morning.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on All 94.9. It's Jeremy with me as always, our San Diego Indie Beer Evangelist, Ken Wright. And yeah, if you heard Andy Kopic, you know that voice, that bald head. He's with Belching Beaver, and never far behind him is Thomas and Troy. So welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Actually way behind Thomas and Jordan, too.
So, our friends from Belching Beaver in with us tonight, and for one main reason to talk about one of my favorite style of beers, especially since we're creeping up on spring. I mean, it is spring now.
It is. Spring has sprung.
A lot of the beers that brewers are drinking these days are lagers. Everybody has all got the IPA craze out of their system. Not to say we don't drink a lot of IPAs, but it's always nice to have an easy drinking all day lager. And you guys have just rolled out, what is it? I want to say a week ago, your Mexican lager.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna get to that later on the program. But
buenos tiempos.
It's been so long since I've seen these smiling faces in front of me. We need to start with a warm up beer. Let's just
look. It's getting misty over there. Are you tearing? Are you crying?
Hey, you know what? There has
it's a
been
windy in here.
There has been many sensitive moments between
it's a little
Troy
dusty
and I.
In here.
Yeah,
my allergies are acting up again.
Troy's eyes are red just because he got back from Denver.
Whammy. I don't know why you go to Denver. It is legal in San Diego now.
And you know what? They got different weed over there.
Don't tell him. We like it when he's gone.
All right. So what are we starting with tonight, gentlemen?
This is Here Comes Mango.
Ooh. Like referencing Blazing Saddles?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Mango like candy.
Oh, wow. There's a lot of mango in the nose of that.
I agree with Gabby Johnson.
So what was the genesis of Here Comes Mango?
We have done a few different fruited IPAs, and we kind of went off book and brewed way too much of one of them. So we had about 60 barrels sitting there, and I was like, I was thinking, what if we did a mango version of this, because that's like universally loved fruit. So we
speaking of universally loved fruits,
yes. Don't interrupt, Ken.
So we got some mango puree and just put it in there, and it turned out to be a huge hit. So.
Wait, so you brewed a crap ton of IPA, and you were looking to inoculate it with different fruit, and you decided to throw mango in it?
Yeah, whammy.
But yeah, it was a huge hit, so we kept it around, and it's been really successful for us.
And
for sure.
Now you guys have just transitioned it into like six packs, haven't you?
Correct. Well, it's been in six pack bottles and 22-ounce bombers, but that's kind of going the way of the dodo, as they say. And cans are where it's at moving forward. So we just released this in six-pack 12-ounce cans. Ooh. With an absolutely gorgeous label that has the gradient on it goes from green to orange, just like a mango.
Cyan, what color is it?
We're going to wrap this now. I'm going to start playing music. There's some music, because next we're going to talk about the
rock
beer
and
we're
roll.
Really here for tonight. Your Mexican-style lager from Belching Beaver. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Like, now let me clue you in on some of the conversations we have off-air. Andy brought up with something he heard on a beer podcast just recently. We're drinking with Belching Beaver tonight, and Andy Kopic, Thomas, and Troy are sitting here with Ken and I, and it's a very interesting thing. You heard somebody putting a negative connotation on saying that a beer is crushable.
Yeah, that by using the word crushable, we as craft brewers are encouraging or turning a blind eye to overindulgence.
I think that's a little too heady.
Don't shoot the messenger, bro.
I get it. At a time, the separation between craft beer and largely made beers with the fact that, you know, you get quality over quantity. You get something that's special, something you should enjoy, something you should savor. But I think at a certain point, if you treat beer too daintily, you start to lose exactly the point of what it is.
And you know, quality, becomes,
quality and quantity are not mutually exclusive factors when you're judging a beer. Take it from somebody who enjoys beer in quantity.
I think that translates really well into the next beer that we're going to drink, because there is nothing dainty about this beer. It is a Mexican style lager. You know this beer. Everybody makes it now, and there are largely made companies.
But not everybody makes it well.
Riddle me this, Andy Kopic. Yeah.
Convince us. Then.
What defines a well-made Mexican style lager for you, sir?
Clean, crisp, light body, subdued hops. You don't want a bunch of sweetness cloying on your palate. You want it to be drinkable, and for lack of a better term, Jeremy, crushable.
Oh, see, to me, that's nothing you said there is negative. That all wants me to drink this beer. So this is Buenos Tiempos?
Mexican-style lager.
Good times.
You know, one of our catchphrases, you know, is damn good times. Belching Beaver, damn good times. And we wanted to really push that forward with this beer. So Buenos Tiempos literally translates to good times. Good.
ABV on this?
4.8.
It's perfect. It is a perfectly crushable beer to enjoy.
How dare you. You can crush a beer responsibly. You can crush a beer with a critical, you know, judgment of how good it is.
I'm going to boil it down for you real easy right here.
Yes.
You can crush a bottle of Duck Duck Goose. It's not advisable, and you're not going to get all the notes in the beer. Or you can crush this when you're in the mood to crush a beer. And all of that goes to support independent craft brewers.
There you go.
When it boils down to it, is the most important thing.
That's right.
Supporting really good San Diego craft beers with whatever you're in the mood to drink without being dainty.
And you guys are the anti-hoity-toity brewery.
Well, I am drinking it with my pinky out, so.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day.
How dainty do you want
Every person in this room has a little bit of an extra gut from not crushing beer at all, ever.
Wait, was that like a Zen thing?
He was being facetious, Ken. And with that, we're going to take a break and come back.
We want people to buy it. So.
Another beer from Belching Beaver on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour at Salt 94.9. I'm really glad that our friends brought a whole lot of that last beer. This is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Salt 94.9. It's Jeremy. With me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright. And our friends from Belching Beaver, Thomas, Andy, and Troy joining us. We just wrapped up their brand new Mexican style lager they just rolled out, Buenos Tiempos. Next beer, I can already tell by what's being poured out, a beer that made both Ken and I's top IPA lists of last year. It's going to make my top IPA lists of this year, because it is by far one of the most well-done unfiltered IPAs I think that's out there right now. If you're ever looking to grab a beer, in fact, it's tied into music, which makes it even cooler because you did this beer with the Deftones.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. This is Phantom Bride IPA.
Yeah, and
the man that made it, right there.
A cool thing about this beer, if you're a fan, especially, and you already drink it, is that Troy and I got to go up to Yakima and select our hops, and these are the best Citras, Mosaic, Simcoes, and Amarillos that we've ever had. We also went out and hired the best quality assurance guy in the business to make sure that this beer is always on point, Rick Blankenmeyer.
There is nothing that I don't like about this beer, from the mouthfeel to the hops, the aroma, how it finishes. Everything that you guys do with this, by far. How long have you been making this beer?
It's like three years now.
Yeah,
it started in a 22-ounce bomber, and it was kind of a one of those things. It was just going to be a special release, and then we did one more release, and you know, the fan base, not just the music fan base, but the people that follow our brewery were all about the beer, and we were putting limitations on how many bottles people could buy, because you know, it was just going out of our tasting room faster we could make it.
To this day, we can't make enough.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Now, don't take this as a knock, because I'm associating you with a billion-dollar evaluated company, but this is kind of like your guys' Sculpin.
That peanut butter, we have two kind of flagships.
And, which is really, really cool.
Yeah, but there's one that you drink and there's one that you hunt.
Yeah.
And I hunt this beer.
Yes. Most breweries are fortunate to have one beer that becomes a flagship, home run, grand slam kind of beer. We've been blessed with two, with Peanut Butter Milk Stout as well as the Phantom Bride IPA. It's become our number one selling product across the board.
You know,
keeping up with production is the hard part.
Just wait. Now that you've rolled out Buenos Tiempos, this Mexican style
lager. Exactly. Good luck keeping up.
You're going to have three.
Three for three, baby.
And on that note, let's get into this. It is some Deftones. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour and all the...
Wait, here, let me take over. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9.
Oh, how things get carried away. We just sit here and talk and ramble, and I realize the song is running out. It's a Rock and Roll Happy Hour at Alt 94.9, drinking with our friends from Belching Beaver, Thomas, Andy, and Troy. We just finished off one of my favorite IPAs, the Phantom Bride. Whew. Also had their brand new Mexican-style lager, Buenos Tiempos. And here comes Mango. IPA started off the party, and it just keeps rolling on. And you poured me out something that doesn't look like an IPA. It doesn't look like a stout. It's
pretty.
It is. You know what? That's the best way to describe it.
It doesn't look like you expected it to look.
No. I when you said we were drinking something called Boxcar Tom, I really didn't expect this. I don't even know what I expected.
I made this in a bucket.
But not this. This is like the stuff you and Ken used to make in prison in the toilet.
Yes. Is this ketchup based?
It's called Pruno, bro.
I guess I should probably throw this to Thomas because this is one of your projects, isn't it?
Yeah. So there's a story behind this beer. Is that we just went to Japan, and while we were there, our owner, his name is Tom Vogel, was kept telling me how he wanted to live in the train station in Osaka. I made it out to him being like a hobo, and I started calling him Boxcar Tom the whole trip. So Tom really wanted a blueberry wit beer, so I put this together for him. We put over 600 pounds of blueberries.
Wait, you said it's a blueberry wit beer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing really white about this beer.
It stopped being white.
I think the blueberry overtook the white side.
This is straight up a blueberry beer.
This is going to be a drinkable beer for sure, especially with, I think, the hotter temperatures coming our way. And then we put some prickly pear fruit in there, too. Ooh. Because I wanted to.
Is that what that different flavor is in there?
The prickly pear really balances out some of the overt sweetness from the blueberries and just kind of gives it a little bit of an edge.
Mm. And there's that wit strain comes in and brings you some spiciness on the back end that almost reminds me of cherry pie a little bit.
Now, most importantly, this isn't something we're going to find at a one of our favorite beer spots around town, one of our bottle shops. We have to go to you to find this, right?
Yeah. I mean, the price point on this beer for us to make is kind of astronomical, so we can only really profit on it if we sell it out of our tasting rooms.
Got it.
Yeah.
You try to make a lot of it, you will make a hobo out of Tom.
Again, 600 pounds of blueberries.
So now this is on tap right now. You guys have, what, how many different tasting rooms now?
Five. Oceanside,
which is the main production facility.
Pub 980, which is our original brewing facility, which we added a kitchen to. We have the Belching Beaver Tavern and Grill, where Thomas does his magic. Then we also have North Park, beer, Andy. Ocean Beach.
Wow. You know what you're missing? Something out in East County.
Yep. We've talked about it.
All right.
Sell beer to white trash.
No!
There was one more beer, and now we're just going to end with music.
Cherry pie!
Anytime Troy starts talking about his college roommate, I know it's time to cut the conversation off. And thank God that song was running out. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright. We've got Thomas, Andy, and Troy from Belching Beaver, and we're just drinking our way through some of their amazing beers. Woo! Just wrapped up Boxcar Tom at the Phantom Bride IPA. We've had Buenos Tiempos, which is their brand new Mexican-style lager they rolled out. And here comes Mango IPA started off the program. And so now that that's out of the way, what are we ending with tonight? I mean, you got to go big, right? This is some barrel-aged Imperial Saison that you've been working on for the last 15 years?
Not quite. We're actually going to go the other way, which
what?
Is we're going to go with the classic.
I had a roommate like that once.
Yeah. Yeah. Plays.
AC/DC?
It's cool.
We got,
is that a Hef?
Yeah, this is a authentic Bavarian-style Hef.
What?
Yeah, when
yeah.
I
before the original hazy.
Oh yeah, the original hazy beer. But yeah, back when I was a beer buyer before I became a brewer, one of my go-to beers was always Weinstephan.
Weinstephan. That is by far one of the best hefs on the market.
One of the best beers, I think, on the planet, for sure. And anytime I have something like that, as a brewer, you always want to say, hey, how do I make something, you know, that is that good? So I'm kind of on a track of trying to perfect this beer style.
So, Ken, it sounds like you've had that last beer. Drink that and tell me how it compares.
If you guys don't keep it down, I might have to hef you up.
And what's it called?
Oh, this is the Hef Off.
Hef Off.
Yeah.
As much as I love Weinstephan, I mean, Weinstephan, they've been around, what, since the 1100s?
Yeah, almost 1,000 years.
World's oldest commercial brewery. And when you get a lot of those imported beers, because they're pasteurized, because they've been stored, they can often go flat, not taste that great. That is still a classic. This has a brightness to it that you don't get with the Weinstephan Hef.
Because it's fresh. Because you don't get fresh German beer.
You can't.
Huh? What was that, Andy?
Oh, yeah.
It is very difficult
like in
the United States of America to get the fresh Hefeweizen beers. So we make the fresh Hefeweizen at the Belching Beaver Tavern and Grill with the Thomas Peters.
What did he just say?
I have no idea, but I just went with it. All I know is this beer is
really good. All of a sudden,
he's
become Dr. Ruth.
booth
with no hair.
And I see, having no point of reference to the beer you're talking about, this is a beer that I would really like to enjoy a lot more of. So please tell me that maybe at some point this might be making its way to cans.
It could be. I mean, that's we have a pretty hectic schedule coming up, but I think that once we're able to increase our capacity here, anything's possible.
Just buy another brew house. That's Troy. He'll just,
we got more tanks. We order new tanks. We get them in, and we're like, oh, we're good.
Order more tanks. New canning line. That'll push us forward, leaps and bounds. Oh, yeah, well, we've already maxed out the new canning line. So,
gentlemen, cheers to you and your growth. I am so happy that everything is going so well. This beer is amazing. Thanks for all you do, and we'll end out tonight with this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.